This is the NewsRamp Science Podcast. It's Thursday evening, March 26th, 2026. The stories are real. The voice is AI. Read more at newsramp.com. First, a note from our sponsor. Newscrafters.com puts you in the news creation business. Build your online authority today with AI-assisted Newscrafters.com news curation. Here's what's making news.
Mining news breaks. Lahontan Gold Corp. advances Nevada gold-silver assets toward potential production. Lahontan Gold Corp. is advancing its Nevada gold-silver assets toward potential production, with active drilling at West Santa Fe and ongoing permitting. Nearly 2 million ounces of gold equivalent have been outlined in the Walker Lane project. The company is entering a pivotal phase with upcoming economic studies supporting its progress. Canamira Energy Metals Corp. provides update on the Turvolandia Rare Earth Project as they target rare earth elements. Canamira Energy Metals Corp. provides an update on the Turvolandia Rare Earth Elements, targeting rare earth elements. The company recently announced positive assay results from the first auger holes and signed a letter of intent for another REE project in Brazil. Canamira Energy Metals is focused on developing a portfolio of district-scale mining opportunities across the Americas. Biomed news breaks. Solugenics Inc. receives EU orphan drug designation for Duskytide in Behçet disease. Solugenics Inc. has received EU orphan drug designation for Duskytide in Behçet disease, providing up to 10 years of market exclusivity in the European Union. The designation follows a positive recommendation from the European Medicines Agency and phase 2 data showing biological efficacy and safety. Solugenics continues to advance its innate defense regulator platform targeting rare autoimmune conditions.
Mining news breaks. PowerMax Minerals, Inc. identifies priority EEE targets at Atikokan property. PowerMax Minerals, Inc. has identified priority rare earth element targets at its Atikokan property in Ontario. Results from geochemical and geophysical analysis revealed structurally controlled mineralization associated with thorium and uranium signatures, with TREO values reaching up to 615.8 ppm in soils and 503.3 ppm in rock samples. The findings guide follow-up exploration as the company focuses on concentrated REE zones along shear corridors and lithological contacts.
Billion-dollar breaks, DWA Quantum Inc. to premiere Quantum Matters podcast, BWA Quantum Inc. to launch Quantum Matters podcast on April 7, 2026. The series will feature discussions with industry leaders on the applications of quantum computing in business and science. Hosted by Murray Thom, the podcast will explore real-world uses of quantum technology in manufacturing, supply chain, aerospace, life sciences, and AI. Stay tuned for insights into the future of quantum computing.
So that was a piecemeal for science fiction, love, and demonetization. And then this is what I want to see in that community. How do you know about this? And every week, that's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Science Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires. We encourage you to visit newsramp.com to read all of today's news.